An estimated 12,000 students must figure out where to go now that the state's largest online charter school has closed. Marred by budget problems and alleged failure to comply with regulations, ECOT's sponsor decided to back out, and the sponsor and the school met in a Franklin County courtroom to figure out what happens to the school's funds and records. Instead of a hearing, the judge had ECOT and its former sponsor, Lake Erie West, go into mediation. As John Burrell with Lake Erie West explains, they came up with a tentative agreement.
We'll have an interim master appointed to take control of ECOT's assets in the short term while its Supreme Court appeals are pending, and we'll also supervise the procedure the ODE has in place for a suspended school.
ODE being the Ohio Department of Education. Arguments on ECOT's case with the Ohio Supreme Court are set for next month. Borrell says ECOT is already working on transferring student records to different school districts. The appointed master would ultimately answer to the county judge presiding over this case. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.